Hi, I'm George Fallon, founder of Sandtrax. For years now, I've been privileged to work with Indigenous Australians, making films that show people, black and white, the real good stuff that goes on in these unique communities. I can work with you to get out positive messages from Indigenous communities, to counter negative media that feeds racism and hopelessness, to make a real difference to Indigenous lives, to all our lives. Here's some vision from our films. Thanks for giving me your time.
As stated in his film trailer, George Fallon is a documentary director and founder of Sandtrax. His organization has been dedicated to documenting indigenous culture in Australia, and their coverage is quite different from the mainstream media.
I think there's going to be a point where we're going to need to step back and learn a lot from these communities, and I think their stories then will come across as valuable to us, whereas in the past I think we've squashed and pushed away a lot of their knowledge. But if you look at the way they've sustained themselves for thousands of years, and I think we have a lot to learn from them. So my aim is to gently get their stories out and try to blend it into society at the moment. Yeah.
If the Australian indigenous community covered by George could be called a remote community, then the area covered by Mr. Jerry Harmon and Mrs. Michelle Harmon would be a very remote community, since they have been covered the Amazon area. Instead of filming everything themselves, the Harmon couple developed their special model to get access to the local community, which they call community directed filmmaking.
Before you move into action, technology, and training, and a lot of times, especially as an American, I want to go in and change things and do it fast. But to realize I have to step back and take time for what's really important to those communities. So listening, so immersing yourself in the community, seeing, actually asking people from the community to define their context in pictures. You'll get an amazing response if you give a still camera to people from the community. You'll find out what's important to them. It's probably not what you think is important. Speaking the language as much as possible, and then finally, as you go around that outside loop, moving into with them the action, technology, and training. So defining a story in the filmmaking sense. The community does that, and they ask questions to each other. Recording, either doing it yourself or giving tools to the community, and then editing and approval if possible in the community. We couldn't do that in our area because of some of the politics of it. Other reasons, financial reasons, we couldn't stay in the country for as long, family responsibility. But we were able to do rough edits, get them back to the community for feedback, and have this communication going back and forth. As far as distribution goes, we think the community needs to own the film if it's coming from the community, and if possible, they should decide where to release it. In our case, they want everyone in the world to know about it because they think it's important.